T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, so I'm Ray, he's Joe, and if you want to introduce our next guy
here. Sure, we've got the great Keith Faniff on from ctmirror.org. Mr. Faniff, good morning. How are Hi, you? Keith.
Good morning, gentlemen.
So this restaurant wage deal that nobody understands,
exactly.
You say is coming close to an agreement between the governor, who we were supposed to have on but didn't, and the legislative leaders.
It is tricky, I'll give you that. It's, in essence, you have people, we all know, who work for tips. But what do you do when a significant portion, and how much is significant, that's not for me to decide, but a significant portion of their time is spent doing non-tipped work.
Right.
Say you're waiting on tables, but you're also busing tables. If you just do it occasionally, is that one thing? If you're doing it 30-40% of the time, at some point, certain people have a blended job, and the law says that a restaurant is supposed to keep track of just how much time is spent doing one type of work, how much time is spent doing another.
Right.
And you can get something less than the minimum wage for your tipped work. But what the Labor Department had been giving for years sort of for guidance is what they call the 80-20 rule.
Right, right.
If it's at least 80% of their work is tipped work, you can just pay them the tip wage for everything. For years, there have been lawsuits filed. The lawsuits aren't something new, but we had one rise to the level of a class action lawsuit over the last year. And so the legislature's and the governor are trying to clear this up. So they're looking at what can they do without changing the law retroactively to affect these lawsuits that are pending, while still providing some relief to restaurants who may have made a good faith effort and been following the guidance the state
gave. The 80-20.
Even if the guidance didn't mesh perfectly with the law. One thing, though, that these lawsuits are not new. They've been kind of presented as, this is something that's developed over the last year. People have been getting sued for decades, Ray, on pushing the envelope too far. Not everyone is just a victim of bad guidance from the state.
By the way, the average waiter in the state of Connecticut, wait person, $35,757 a year.
It's not a lot.
No, it's really not. And does that include, basically under the 80-20 rule, is some of that non-tipped labor that we're talking about here?
Well, just about everybody does some non-tipped labor. I mean, if you think about it,
they set up the tables.
Right. Would you go set up the table? Would you go refill the ketchup and mustard containers and the salt and pepper shakers? But it looks like the deal that they're aiming for is if a restaurant were to lose a case, they might still have to pay back wages. I don't think anything is going to take that away. But they might not face the level of penalties that are called for. Under the law, you could be ordered to pay double damages.
Oh, God.
Plus pick up the workers' legal fees. So where the Lamont administration and the legislative leaders have been talking have been to retroactively reduce, or even there's been some discussions of eliminating the penalties. But I think it would be a mistake to assume every restaurant is just a victim of bad guidance. If you have somebody who's paying a tip wage for someone who's spending half their time doing non-tip work.
Right.
At some point you say, okay, well, this person pushed the envelope.
Right. Who's fighting this, Keith? Who's the combatants with it? And is this going across party lines?
When you say who's fighting this, you mean what's the fight in the legislature?
Yeah. What's the fight in the legislature about?
Because they overrode a veto.
Yeah, this one is not really right. This one is not really breaking down along partisan lines. You have the House of Representatives is leaning more heavily. They were the leaders in getting a bill sent to the governor. The one that he vetoed would have retroactively basically removed any exposure for the restaurants, even having to pay back wages. And the administration vetoed that and also argued that law would have never held up to a court challenge, that law would have been challenged and struck down. The Senate right now appears to agree with the governor that the bill that was vetoed probably went too far. They appear to be leaning toward this type of a compromise as well. And quite frankly, at this point, it looks like the House sees that's the way, because everyone agrees they want to wrap this up this summer or early fall. They don't want it going into the regular 2020 session, which starts in February.
Keith, what does this mean to the average person? Like Joe and myself, you know, we're out here and we're not in the restaurant biz, and I don't think after hearing you talk I want to be. But the thing is, it's a lot of work to do it. I don't know that I want to be a waiter either. So
right. What it could mean to the average person who's not a waiter or a wait person could be if a restaurant takes it on the chin. I mean, there was one company that owns several restaurants in Eastern Connecticut that was sued. It's not outside the realm of possibility that somebody could close a restaurant.
Oh, bye-bye, yeah.
But that also, again, I'm not judging whether they are or not a victim of bad guidance or if they were pushing the rules too far.
Right.
I don't think it will have that big of an effect on the average person. Don't forget, though, that we did in the budget pass a new sales tax surcharge that puts an extra 1% on sales tax on prepared food.
Okay.
Hey, last question real quick before we go. Is this the type of thing that would they'd call up a special session to vote on?
If they can strike a deal, that's what they would do.
Okay.
The goal is to not let it go until February.
Perfect. Right. Keith, thanks for the insight. As always, we appreciate it.
It's always good.
Thanks, gentlemen.
CTMirror.org. That's where you find Keith.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.